My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He represents the state's 6th Congressional District and has been with us many times talking about the latest developments in the unfolding of the president's health care law. The latest development that has a lot of people on Capitol Hill and around the country talking is a new report from the Congressional Budget Office suggesting that over the next 10 years, the impact of Obamacare will be about 2.3 million fewer jobs. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks, Greg. It's a pleasure to be back with you. And I'm always hopeful we'll have some positive news, but no more positive news on Obamacare.
One of the original estimates back in 2010 suggested about 650,000 jobs essentially lost in the next decade. Obviously, this number is a lot higher. What's the reason for that?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons. One of the biggest ones is the amount of money being taken out of the economy because of the Obamacare itself. You've got fewer jobs that are being created because of the 29 hours, the 30-hour threshold for full-time employees. You've got employers with 50 employees who are trying to get under that 50-employee threshold so they don't come under the oppressive nature of Obamacare. So there are all sorts of disincentives for employment within the law itself, and I think that's one of the big things that CBO finally recognized.
In terms of putting an actual number on this, is this a matter of adding up lost hours of productivity because people are getting bumped down to part-time jobs, which under the law means less than 30 hours, or are these actually going to be 2.3 million more people who are unemployed?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two, but we do know that people are losing their job because of Obamacare. The number of employers that are decreasing the number of employees as well as the number of hours worked are having a huge effect on the economy. And then the requirements for employers to provide a level of health coverage greater than their employees either desire or need or the employer provided before, what that means is that there's more money taken out of businesses and employers, the job creators in this country, so that they have fewer jobs that they're able to be able to cover from a financial standpoint.
There are reactions coming in from the left as well, and they see the CBO report as good news, and here's why. They say, first of all, it explains that the Affordable Care Act is actually making money, or at least turning a profit. The risk adjustment provisions, they say, which congressional Republicans want to overturn as a bailout of the insurance industry, will actually turn a profit to the U.S. Treasury. Does that sound accurate to you?
Well, I don't think so. But look, our goal ought not be returning a profit to the U.S. Treasury. It ought to be allowing for individual American dreams to be realized, as opposed to be stifled by Obamacare. That's the problem with our friends on the left, is that they view everything through the prism and the lens of government, as opposed through the prism and the lens of individual Americans. And this is destroying real people's lives from a healthcare standpoint. As a physician, we've talked about that a number of times on your program, how it's destroying quality healthcare in this country. But the Congressional Budget Office, with their report today, now says it's actually destroying people's financial lives and vitality as well. So this is wrong on all counts, and although our friends on the left are excited when government expands, the fact of the matter is that when government expands, liberty shrinks, and that's what we're fighting for here, is freedom and liberty for individual Americans.
As you mentioned, sir, you've been a doctor for many years. We are now exactly 5 years into the new year, and a lot of people, doctors included, are still learning what's in here. What are you hearing from your medical colleagues, past and present, that they're learning and discovering as they basically learn on the fly here now that most of this is getting implemented?
Well, there's so many provisions in the law itself that are harmful to the patient-physician relationship and for physicians being able to care for patients in the way that they know by the basis of their experience and expertise and training and education is best for their patients. So many physicians now are just disheartened. The colleagues, former medical colleagues my age, I'm 59, the former medical colleagues my age, are the vast majority of them are looking for the exit doors. And it's so sad because what we're doing as a nation, as a matter of public policy, is taking this incredible intellectual power of the physicians of this land and those that are in near retirement, telling them, look, just go away. And we are, as a nation, we are as patients, losing the expertise at a time when all these folks ought to be able to practice medicine and care for their fellow citizens for another 10 or 15 years, and they're looking for how to get out of the system because of Obamacare, not because they've forgotten how to care for people, or they've lost their passion for caring for people, but because the president's health care law is destroying their ability to care for patients in a responsible way.
And so if the incentives are for long-tenured doctors to search for the exits, as you put it, and we have many more supposedly coming in through the exchanges, although when you factor in those who are kicked off their former plans, we don't know exactly what the net difference is. But then, of course, you do have more folks potentially added to Medicaid. So if the supply of doctors is down, what's that going to mean for timely access to doctors for anybody?
Well, we've always said that the principles of health care, whether it's accessibility or affordability or quality or choices, all of those principles have been violated by Obamacare. And in the area of accessibility, what it's going to mean is that there are going to be fewer physicians caring for folks. There are going to be fewer physicians being able to see patients. And what that will do is drive up the wait times and the delay times for care. That's not a system that the American people, I believe, want or will tolerate, which is why it's imperative that we talk about the positive solutions. There are wonderful positive alternatives to our health care challenges, and they don't require putting Washington in charge of a doggone thing.
Last question. You have a specific plan to do that. We've talked about it before. The Republican Study Committee has one, and now there's one that was just unveiled a few days ago on the Senate side, and there are differences, but most of them point to the free market being the solution and not the government. What kind of messaging do you think will be needed this year in the campaign to make people understand the differences between what is now the law and what you would do?
Well, there's a better solution is the message, and you don't have to put Washington in charge. In fact, what we need is a patient-centered solution, a solution that puts patients and families and doctors in charge of health care decisions, medical decisions, not Washington, D.C. And the good news is that we can get folks covered, every single American, with coverage that they want, not that the government forces them to buy. We can solve the insurance challenges of portability and pre-existing and the other insurance challenges, and we can save hundreds of billions of dollars, and we can do all of that without raising your taxes by a penny or putting Washington in charge of your health care. So there are positive solutions, and the American people are going to be needing to rally around and encourage their representatives to support those positive solutions, because where we are right now will not work for patients, it won't work for docs, and it certainly won't work for the economy.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, as always, for being with us.
Take care, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's the vice chairman of the House Budget Committee, and as you heard, he's a longtime physician. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.